It's a good place to be. Now, if you have trouble hearing me, just let me know and I'll raise the volume a little bit. We won't have any problems. I don't consider myself an old man. But I looked out over the congregation and I see some bald heads, and I nursed them when their parents were going to the altar, and it makes me feel a little bit old. But I tell you what, in all of those years, the thing that's always been in my heart and in my mind was I wanted to love and serve God. And I don't know of anything tonight that would be better for all of us who are gathered here on this campground than to give our hearts and lives dedicated to Him who done so much for us, who gave so much and received so little, and still people pass Him by. Not very many people will do what was done for us.
That's right.
Not very many who was God would come into the world and walk the road to Golgotha as He did. Not for fame or fortune, not to put His name in a history book, but He might save us from our sins. To be a sacrifice, if you will. I would like to introduce you tonight to the man of Galilee, to the one who can save you. I know there's people who came here at this campground this week for the sole purpose of seeking God. And I wish that everyone here would join me in prayer that those people that came for that purpose, that God would richly bless their heart. Because it's the best step in life any person ever done in their life. It doesn't make any difference if you're young or if you're old. If you seek and serve God, it's worthwhile. Well, I know there's lots of things that goes on in the world, and there's a lots of things that we set our minds to and we seek after. It seems a lot of times things that's not beneficial to us, but the greatest thing that was ever given to man is the man of Calvary, the man who paid His life on the cross, the one who came and bled and died that you and I might have salvation. He's the one we owe it all to. There is a procedure or a criteria by which the Scriptures tell us what we need to do to have salvation. One place it says, let the wicked forsake his ways. If we're doing wrong, then we ought to consider our ways and turn about and try to do that which is good. The Scripture says that we benefit from that. We get along good. That it'll pay off. I know interest rates is high, but the Master says He give 100-fold.
Yeah, that's right.
You can't get that much by buying a bond. They don't pay that much yet. So serving Christ is the best thing we can do. In the beginning of the St. John, the first chapter, just 2 or 3 verses, and I pray that you will join me with this lesson and that God will bless our hearts. And especially, let's think of those who are lost. Let's think of those who would like to seek and serve God. Let's think of those who are troubled, those that need a hand extended to them because of grief or something of that nature. We have those amongst us who are sick. We have those that stand in other needs that we know not. But we know who can deliver. We may not be healed of all our diseases, but we know who can. He may not see fit to do it, but He has the power to do it. I would never deny that someone couldn't be healed or saved, because my God's able. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. Now, Mr. Darwin don't share that feeling, but I do.
Right.
And I don't know who he is anyway.
No.
That he has a right to make a statement that it must be thus and so. I believe the good old Bible.
Amen.
From the beginning to the end. I don't even believe Mr. Darwin deserves a place in the history book. But I believe Jesus does. And he'll be there whether you like it or not. Because he's been there ever since the beginning. And all things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. So he done it all. You mean to tell me that God created the first man, Adam, and made him a living soul? I believe that's exactly the way it happened. Do you mean to tell me that the Rocky Mountains was made because God said, let there be, and it was? I believe that's exactly the way they come about. I don't believe it took 4 billion years of erosion to make the mountains. My God can speak them into existence. And he can move them the same way. If there's an obstacle in your life and you don't know what to do with it, Jesus Christ of Nazareth can roll it away. They took my Savior, they placed him in a tomb. They sealed it, they put a guard in front of it. Nobody could get him, but did that keep him in the grave? An angel from heaven came, as it were, and rolled a stone out of the way and crawled up on it and sat on it. Ain't no problem to him. If you've got a problem in your life, we got the answer. The man, the blind man that was blind and heard of Jesus passing by, he had a need in his life. He had never been able to see. He wanted to know what was going on. And he heard that this man coming by might be of some benefit.
That's right.
And he believed that it might happen.
That's right.
And he began to cry. And this is a good way to find God. He began to cry, have mercy on me.
Right.
We're talking about a God of compassion.
Amen.
One that loves you. One that's concerned about your welfare.
That's right. He is.
That's right.
I mean you.
Right. That's right.
It doesn't make any difference where you reside. I know there's people here from all over the country. We got quite a few from Norfolk. I see some that came from Texas. I know some that, you know, they just scattered from Florida and different places. I could call quite a few places that you're from, but I tell you what, he's the God of the universe. If you got a problem down in Texas, Brother Paul, he's the answer. He's the answer to it. It doesn't make any difference where we go or what we do. God's got his eyes on us, and if we're concerned about our soul, he'll help us. And this blind man began to call out, and others wanted him to hush and not make so much noise. But you know, sometimes it pays to make a little noise. Show a little concern. It don't hurt anything to come and bow at an altar and lift up your head and raise your hands and say, God, forgive me. Don't hurt a thing. He might hear a prayer like that. He just might do it. He has in times past. I've seen it right here in this place and saw that altar lined, and I've seen the power and spirit of God come down and flood this place. And he can do it, and we'll do it again.
Right.
There was a man who had a need, and he was laid at a pool there at Bethesda. You know the story.
Yeah.
30
years.
30 years.
Right.
Or so. And he tried to get in that water.
Right.
Every once in a while, you know, the angels came down, troubled the water. Wouldn't you like to see some troubled water around here this week?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be all right if God came down from heaven and troubled the water, and you'd see souls moving out into the aisle and coming down asking God to forgive them? Would that be all right? Have we got to the place to where that's out of order? I don't believe it is. But when the Spirit of God falls on someone, I say, get up and go. Let's not be ashamed to praise God. We drive several hundred miles to get down here, and the only reason in the world, of course, we mix with our families, you know, and we love them, and we get to see them all week here, most of them, but that ain't what we come to camp meeting for. We want to see people born into the kingdom of God. This old fellow lay at that pool, and every time the waters would get troubled, I don't know what his affliction was. He couldn't walk much, and he began to make his way down to the water. Somebody get ahead of him every time, and he never was able to make it all these years. Getting into water, everybody thought that that was the thing to do, was get in that water and you could be saved, you know. And it did work. It did work. Those that got in there, if you just made a rush, if you're really concerned about your welfare, God don't make a way. And this old fella, you know, he was concerned. He tried to get on there and it didn't ever work. But one day what happened? One day what happened? Jesus came by. Jesus came by. He said, fellow, what's the matter? What's your trouble? He said, oh, when the water's trouble, I try to get in, and they just, somebody gets ahead of me, and I can't never make it. And Jesus took care of the problem right then. Right then. He didn't even have to get out in the water, because he found Jesus. He's the answer to the problem. Of course, they made fun of him for taking up his bed on Sunday. They might make fun of us, too. Might get a little persecution, but that ain't nothing. It's just for a season. Just for a season. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life.
In him.
In who? Not in nobody around here. We don't have power to give life. But Jesus one time had some friends, you know, and they lost their brother. He died. And they buried him. And they wrapped him all up in grave clothes. And they put him in a tomb, in a cemetery. Had his funeral, put a stone at the door. Sealed him up, that was it. Left him there a few days. But what happened? Jesus come by. One day Jesus came by. And you know, it's been said, if he hadn't called him by name, everybody in the cemetery would come out. And that's probably true. He had the power to raise them. He did one time. When they hung him to the cross, the grave was open. I tell you what, we can have a grave opening right here this week. And we can see people come out of the grave and walk in newness of life. Guaranteed, it'll happen. He's able to do it. He went there, you know, and he told them, you know, everything's going to be all right. Jesus prayed a little. He prayed a little prayer for Lazarus and for Mary and for Martha, for those people. He prayed to the Father. Is anything wrong with prayer? Is that wrong for a man to pray? Do you frown when you go in a restaurant and you see somebody giving thanks? Is that out of order? I believe that ought to be a prerequisite every time before you take anything. I believe you ought to be thankful for it.
That's right.
I think you ought to be thankful that you're here tonight. In this place.
That's right.
Praising my God.
That's right.
I believe you ought to be thankful just for that.
Right.
It's something to be thankful
yes,
for.
It is.
Bill, I'm glad to see you and Sister Blanche here.
Yeah. Amen.
They've been ill a long time, and God's blessed them with being here.
That's
just wonderful. I see a lot of these old people. We don't know how long you'll be here, but we thank God you're here.
Amen.
And God works in their lives.
Right.
Enriches their lives. Fills and thrills their lives.
Amen.
Feeds them. They have bad health and things. You can't hardly get along sometimes, and your knees ache and everything you got aches sometime when you get that age. But God got the answer for all these problems.
Amen.
Just a little while and it'll all be over on this side. And we're going home to something that's so much greater than all of this that we recommend that you go with us. We want you to go with us. Now listen. And the light shineth in darkness, but the darkness comprehendeth it not. Now listen to this if you want to really find Christ. For he that will love look good life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous.
That's the Lord.
How many believe that the Lord takes care of them that love Him? Don't you believe God can work? Don't you believe He can save souls? Don't you believe He can fill and thrill people again with the power and Spirit of God? I do. I believe a man today that's in trouble as the man was that lay at the pool, Christ can help him. He may not save him from his illness, but He can save his soul. Which is better? The Scripture teaches us it's better if an arm offend you, cut it off. If an eye offend you, pluck it out. Now, there ain't many people want to do that. But if it offend us from serving God, we'd be better off to do it. You can go into heaven without an arm or a leg. You can. People made it before. I knelt at the altar and gave God my heart. I've been shouting ever since. Don't tell me it won't work. I tell you, if you give your heart to God, He'll take care of your problem. There's no problem that He's not able to take care of. You're better off loving and serving God regardless of the circumstance in life than you would to have all the riches of the world and not have it. Now, that's a fact. Mr. Darwin's was a theory, but that's fact. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and His ears are open unto their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Now, I'm going to move on over to... Time's going to run out. It always does. And this is camp meeting, and we don't want to hold you too long. I know you're just anxious to visit with all these people you haven't seen in a good while. I've visited it with a good many of you during the past year, and I love to worship with you, and I want to go to heaven with you. I haven't picked out any group that I want to go with, but I want to go with them that love and serve God. This family of God, I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I just love being here and being amongst our people.
I'm so glad I'm a part of the family.
Share with you just a few verses that John saw in the Isle of Patmos. I believe he really got a hold of what God had in store for him. You know, some people say it's a little complicated revelations, and it is to some people maybe, but and God don't reveal everything to everybody. We don't, none of us know it all, but we get a hold of enough of it to know that we enjoy the thrill that we get from loving and serving and want to go to heaven. But John got a hold of a little more than most of us. And I don't know what the circumstance was on that day, but it said it was the Lord's day. And God took him and, you know, He said, come up a little higher. So that's good instructions. If you really want to get a hold of what God's got in store for us, just get up a little higher above the elements of the world and get out of those things that the enemy has to offer, and we can get a better view of what Christ has in store for us. And John began to see these things. He said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. And there was no more sea, and I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven. This is what we're talking about, that you can get a hold of something that's brand new. Something that will envelop your life and change it from the way you were going and set you on a new course. Coming out of heaven prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. And this is the thing we want to impress on you tonight, that He dwells in the hearts and lives of people.
That's right.
That's the new covenant.
Right.
That's the covenant that he made with Abraham. Not the covenant of circumcision. That was just to seal it. But the promise was Jesus. That's what the promise was. Circumcision wasn't what God promised the people. When he told Noah and to build the ark, and talking about the ark, God gave Noah a covenant. He gave them to a lot of the old prophets. But the covenant he gave Noah was a rainbow. That's the covenant he gave him. And I thank God it still shines. Let's have a rainbow over this camp meeting this week. God still reigns. And whenever the rain ceased, I just believe when Noah looked up towards that one window that was in the top of that ark, I believe that's what he saw. Was the rainbow.
Amen.
A covenant, if you will, that God made with him. He promised him he would save his house. That if he'd do what he told him, did he keep his promise? You wouldn't be here if he hadn't. If he hadn't kept his promise to Noah, we wouldn't be here tonight. Wouldn't none of us be here tonight? Because all the rest of them was drowned, save six souls. It lost them all. If he hadn't kept that promise, we'd all been. He'd had to start off with them rocks he talked about. He said he could make them out of rocks. Tabernacle of God is with men, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Now, if we got problems, and I know we have them, but this tells us that God can take care of them. God shall wipe away all tears from your eyes. He didn't say you wouldn't shed them. He just said he'd wipe them. And there shall be no more death. He that hath part in the first resurrection, against such the second death, hath no power. That's sanctification. That's loving and serving God. And he can do it. Neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. He can take care of that. I don't believe when you get in God's heaven that you're going to suffer. I'm looking forward to something. Brother Ray, I don't care. I don't think it makes any difference if you got new knees or not. And I don't even know if I'd recommend that you do the other one. But I believe he'll take you just like you are. For the former things are passed away. We leave them behind. We got a new course set. We're going home to glory. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. Did you find it that way? When you found Christ, did you find things were different? You didn't do things you did before. I'm going to drop on down. I can't read all of this. And he that overcometh shall inherit all things. We can be overcomers. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. That's a promise.
That's right. Yeah, it's a promise.
But the fearful and unbelieving and abominable and the murderers and all of those people shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire.
Right.
And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain.
Yeah.
Had mountains back then. And shewed me that great city, the holy city.
Yeah.
Descending out of heaven from God. Have you ever got a glimpse of that? Having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, and even like a jasper, clear as a crystal. But there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination, or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. That's the one that's going. That's the reason why we recommend to you, while you have strength and opportunity, seek the Lord. Get in your heart. Let's serve him. Because that's the only thing that will pay in this life. We can become famous. We can get our names in the history books. It won't take you to heaven. But serving Christ will.
That's right. Yes, it
will. It's guaranteed. It's guaranteed. Got it written. If you don't believe it, Sister Catherine. Grace Catherine would sing it for you. It's guaranteed.
Yeah.
And he shewed me a pure river of water of life.
Yeah.
Clear as a crystal.
Yeah.
Not this polluted mess. No. They say our bay in Chesapeake is becoming so polluted, they're stopping people from fishing. Don't eat the crabs, don't eat the fish, don't do this, don't do that. It's just becoming a dead lake, a dead sea. The Chesapeake Bay is getting to where, and our fishermen ain't gonna like that. But we the ones that's doing it, we pollute everything. People do. Man pollutes it all. But God's got a pure river of water.
Amen.
The woman at the well found it.
Amen.
The blind man by the wayside found it.
Amen.
The man at the pool of Bethesda found it.
Amen.
The woman that had an issue of blood that touched the hem of his garment found it.
Yes.
A living fountain springing forth into everlasting life. It worked. In the midst of the street and on either side of the river,
yeah.
Everything that God's got is pure and beautiful. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's best to love and serve Him. He's got the best things in life. You go out to buy anything, you want the best they got. If you get a mattress, you want a beauty rest or something like this, it's got a big name behind it. So when our soul is concerned, why not get what there is? Let's get the best. It's not only the best, it's the only thing. You can't go no other way. There ain't no use to trying to go second best or get something at a discount. You're going to have to pay the full fare of this salvation or we don't make it. And they shall see His face and His name shall be in their foreheads and there shall be no night there. We'd like that, all right. Our energy's getting out of hand. We can't hardly pay our light bills no more. But you don't have to worry about it with Him. I don't think He'll even put a meter on your cabin. He said you won't need no light. For the glory of God will lighten. What's wrong with that? Do you get a taste of it here? He sure brightened my life. It ain't the same it was no more.
Bless the Lord, that's right.
And He said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true.
That's right. Wow.
I don't think Mr. Darwin believed that. But I feel sorry for him.
That's right.
I think he probably is the same place the rich man that wanted somebody to go warn his brothers. I'm afraid that's where he's at.
He probably believes it tonight.
Yeah, he's a believer tonight. No question about that. If he could speak to you tonight, he'd say, don't come here.
Amen.
And if he's got any family left, he'd say, go warn them.
Amen.
And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. The Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angels to shew unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. I just believe God wants us to love and serve him. And we recommend him tonight. We couldn't recommend him any higher because he saved our soul.
That's right. Yes, it is.
He turned us around from the way we was going. And caused us to want to love and serve Him. And it's a good way.
Yes, it is.
It's a sweet way. It makes you love your family. It'll make you take care of your family.
Yes, it will.
You will not desert your family if you love and serve God.
Amen. That's right.
I just don't believe that. I just believe that God brings love into the hearts and lives of people.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does bring love.
How many tonight that are lost that would like to go to heaven that want sanctified people to pray for you?
I have.
How many here will raise your hand?
Lord, hell, man.
Anybody here in this crowd that wants to love and serve God?
I have.
God bless. Just as surely as the man lay at the pool, Christ will work in your life if you will let Him. We want to close this service with prayer. If there's anyone here, this is a good time to start loving and serving God. It's a good time to come up and kneel. Camp meeting's fresh. You could enjoy the rest of the camp meeting. So while we sing a song of invitation, everyone stand, and anyone that will, come on up and bow at an altar of prayer with us.
Come on.